Please be seated. I bring you greetings today from St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, where I serve, and your brothers and sisters in Christ greet you from there on behalf of me, and from the veterans that I serve in the Episcopal Veterans Fellowship here in Texas. I'm a veteran myself. I came back from Iraq about 11 years ago, this last month. And when I came back, I knew that I was seeing the world differently. It took me a while to figure that out, to figure out how I was changed by that experience. I realized after a while that I was seeing everything through a post-traumatic lens. Everything I looked at and experienced, I was filtering through my experiences of trauma in war and in homecoming. Even when I read scripture, like our gospel reading today, I read it through this post-traumatic lens. So I invite you to journey with me as I share some of the things from my experience as I read this text. The Gospels, especially the Gospel of Mark, are a post-traumatic book written by a traumatized people. They were traumatized by the Roman occupation of Palestine. They were traumatized by the violent betrayal and death of their Savior and their friend and their teacher, Jesus Christ. And so as they wrote these accounts and they shared these stories of Jesus' life, they did so filtered through their own experience of living in the times that they lived. John the Baptizer is a sight to behold. He doesn't look like the rest of the people. He is emaciated, living on honey and locusts out in the desert and the wilderness, the wild lands, far from civilized life. He's wearing rough clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He's got a message of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, and he's baptizing people who are coming to him. He appears there by the Jordan River, a river that has run red with blood during the wars of the Maccabees, the last war for Jewish independence before John the Baptist arrives at the scene. But the people that live there have lost their freedom. They are now occupied by the might of the Roman Empire. And so John proclaims this message of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, and everyone is coming out to hear it. Now, last time I checked, Episcopalians don't hear a lot of sermons about repentance. Is that true? We don't usually do a lot of repenting language. Maybe you do here. It's not something you'll see us yelling from the street corner. Often the message of repentance in our modern context has to do with, I want you to leave your church and join my church. And that's what repentance means. But for John the Baptizer, this message of repentance is to his own people. He's preaching to his family. He's preaching to the people that have been called into covenant with God. He's preaching to them and telling them to return to the covenant. He's telling them to return to the law of God, to love God and love their neighbor. He's calling them to return to the justice of God that they have strayed from. The message of repentance is really a call to come home to God, to come back to the faith that you've left. And this message is striking a nerve with people as they hear this message to come home. When I came home from Iraq, I came home to a broken marriage. I came home to a loss of who I was as a person. I came home to a changed identity in many ways. For many years, I tried to recreate that home. I tried to get back to it. And every time I tried, I would fail, and my cycle of self-destruction would go a little bit further. It's hard to lose your home. It's hard to lose that in life, in the trauma of war and homecoming. It was hard for me anyway. And the people in John's day have lost their home in war. John's people have been occupied by the Roman Empire. They are slapped with heavy taxes that they can barely afford. A whole group of people have grown up to collaborate with Romans called the tax collectors. Everything is a mess in their land. They feel like they're back in the exile, back in Babylon, when they no longer have control over their home. It's a loss of so much that they are experiencing. And every so often, another revolutionary calls them to a violent revolt, a civil war, some sort of insurrection, and every time they fail. And the burden of Rome gets heavier and heavier on their backs. And so when John goes out to the desert, he's not calling them to a violent rebellion. What he is calling them to is repentance for the forgiveness of their sins. Every strata of society is coming. The rural people that live out in the countryside and the people that are citizens of Jerusalem are coming out to hear him, of all kinds. The great and the small, the rich and the poor are coming to the Jordan to confess their sins. It's really hard to do this, to confess your sins, but John is the kind of person that with his very life, with his appearance, with his clothing, with his act of baptism, he is calling them in a way that they've never been called before. He's speaking to them to return home, to find a renewed sense of love for God and love for neighbor. It's hard for us to do this. It's hard for me to do this, to confess my sins. When I came back from Iraq, I felt so disoriented with life. I felt so out of place all the time. In fact, I felt like even God had turned his back on me. When the church asked me to confess my sins, I grew angry and I pushed away from that. I felt like God had done far worse things than I had ever done on this planet. I was angry. There's an experience of trauma and loss that causes anger in us, that rises up and causes us to push away from community and from love. And I certainly felt that. And the people that are coming to John have felt that too. They felt this anger. They've turned away. And now they're coming home. They're coming back to this covenant. They're coming into the waters of baptism. It's hard to lose things on this planet. Everyone, if you've lived long enough, has experienced some kind of loss, that some kind of event that turned your world upside down. Could be a lot of things. It's often something we don't expect to happen to us. We wonder, where is God when that happens? Where is God when I'm feeling all alone, when I feel like nobody cares about me? Where is God when I feel like I've lost everything? From the distance of Austin, Texas, I have observed the struggles you have been through with the hurricane and all the loss that you've experienced. And we wonder, where is God in those events? And we ask this honestly. And then sometimes, if you say that honestly enough, you can hear a little swish of water behind you. And you turn around, and there is John the Baptizer, this strange-looking man baptizing another man whose name is Jesus. He's right there in the water with you. Jesus has entered the waters of humanity, those bloody and muddy waters of the Jordan River, where you and I find repentance and healing. Jesus has entered those waters with us. That is the point of the incarnation. Not that just God became a human being, but God became a human being that suffered and died and rose again for you and for me. We are not alone in our grief. We are not alone in our trauma. We are not alone when we come home to God. Because Jesus is here to give us a new reality, a new identity. When I came back and experienced the losses I experienced, I felt like I had lost my sense of who I was. I lost my sense of identity. as a father and a husband and a soldier. And I searched for other identities, and then that's when I found my identity in Jesus Christ. Jesus comes and offers through the waters of baptism a new identity, a new reality, a new way of being human in this world, a way that doesn't seek to solve the world's problems with violence and hatred, but a way that seeks to solve the world's problems with love and self-sacrifice. That is what Jesus does with his life on the cross, absorbing the power of violence into himself and defeating it forever so that we can follow in his footsteps. And so we stand with Jesus in the waters of baptism, and actually Jesus stands with us. We find that we are children of God as that voice comes from heaven over Jesus with a dove descending. This is my beloved son. This is my beloved child, God says to you and to me when we come home to God. So John the Baptist is still out in the wilderness. He's still out there pointing to Jesus Christ. He's still calling us to repentance. He's still calling us to come home. So come home today. Come back to that love that you had at one point, perhaps many years ago. Say yes again to God. Come home. He is standing in the water with you. Amen.